We're holding by Vilam Al Shinim in Shmein Esrei. It's interesting that Vilam Al Shinim starts off Vilam Al Shinim. Sounds like it's a hemshech of what we spoke about beforehand. Someone wanted to be masber that in a Hanami, once the HaKadosh Baruch Hu reinstates the Shoftim, and then automatically the Shoftim will be Shefet Klal Yisrael, it'll be a Ruach of Tyro and Tyro that'll come, and automatically there will be no more Malshinim. So it's a Hemshech. Melech HaYitztako Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Machzir the Mishpat of Itzmokrim, and Memein Levadam Malshinim Al Tisekva. Now, the Medrash says that the Malachim said, Shaver Evim Machnia Zedim, when the Mitzrim drowned in the Yamsuf. There, connected that Me'ura, they said, Shaver Evim Machnia Zedim. It's a little bit, this bracha is a little bit difficult, exactly all the different Lashonis, and the truth is, if you look at the Mefarshim, there's a lot of different, maybe specifically in Vilam Al-Shinim, which was the 19th bracha, which was added on for some reason, even though Chazal say they forgot all the brachas, and Shimon HaPikuli was misada them in front of Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne, and he remembered them all back, and at that point, they were misakin the 19th bracha, Keneged Al-Shinim. Nevertheless, it seems that Vilam Al-Shinim, more than any other bracha, has a bunch of different nuskoi. Some Bechal doesn't say Vilam Al-Shinim, it says Mishumodim, bunch of different nuskois that it has, but certainly the gist of the bracha is the same, and that is that it's a tzvila keneged, we're asking the Rebbeinu Shlom to get rid of those that are the minim, all the different minim liminehem, tzadukim and baisusim and minim and the people that are malshin and the oivim, everybody that's keneged the Rebbeinu Shlom keneged Klal Yisrael misanecha Hashem esno skemechas kritik. We see it says Lost is Nikmas Hashem b'Midian, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Nikam b'Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu said Nikmas Hashem. Those who are connected Klal Yisrael, connected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one thing, Be'etzem. That's the gist, certainly, of the bracha. Now, the different lashonis is what we have to work out. V'la malshin amal tisikva. The pashut pshat in a malshin, a slanderer, somebody that's an informer that goes and speaks badly about another yid to the government, to the goyim, because they're hoping to get something. They have a tikva, they have a hope to be able to get something from what they're doing. And in Mela, we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, V'lam al-Shinim al-Ti tikva. That tikva should not come to fruition, what they're hoping for should not come to fruition, and in Mela, they'll stop being a mal-Shinim. Once again, we're not, like we'll see in the Hemshech, V'chol ha-Risha k'rega tovim. We don't say V'chol ha-Rishayim, we say V'chol ha-Risha, like the Gemara says in Brachos, with the Machlokes in Berurah and Remeir, that there was people that were bothering them, so they wanted to die, daven that they should die. She said, why are you davening the Shaddai? It doesn't say, Yitamu Choytim in Arts, it says Yitamu Chatoin. The Etzem Chet, there should be no more Averis, but not the people themselves. Daven, there should be Choytim B'Tshuva. And that's what happened, they davened, they were Chataka Choytim B'Tshuva. Bechal, a big shayla, how you could daven for somebody else's. How could you daven for somebody else's Yer Shemaim? The truth is that we daven for our own Yer Shemaim. Right? We daven every day, right? Same with Beinu. All the different times that we daven, Mashal talks about it over there. But that's the Etzem. We're not asking, when it comes to Yid, we're not asking that the Yid should be killed. We're asking that he shouldn't have the tikva, and therefore he shouldn't be a malshin. He shouldn't call a risha. All the rishus should be kerega tevid, should get lost in instantaneously. Kadosh Baruch Hu really, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is magal himself, it'll get rid of the risha. Automatically, but all our tefillah is kerega tevid mehira yikareisu mehira biyameinu. Everything is because all these people are tremendous chol Hashem. So that's what we're asking b'mehira, which we mentioned in the past. Also, the lashon of mehira. Anytime that it's a chol Hashem, we ask that it should be b'mehira. B'meila v'chol ha'ivecha mehira yikareisu. This is even stronger. This is oivim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of the farshim say means Amalek. Mamish people that were mitzvah to get rid of, people that are totally out. Keneged kiyar al keitzkon lachamal Hashem baAmalek midaradar. That ain't shmoy shalim and kisar shalim until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meicha Amalek. They stand for merida in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Chol yivecha meheri yikareisu. Taka immediately yikareisu. Cut them down. That means get rid of them. They should be no longer. It's not that we're asking now that they're rishus. we're asking that they themselves should be killed, because we're not referring the Pashtus, we're not referring to Yidden here. Va'azedim Mehira Sa'akir Sa'shaber Sa'magir Sa'chniyah B'miro B'yomim. For some reason the Zedim, they get the worst punishment, it sounds like, almost offhand. Sa'akir Sa'shaber Sa'magir Sa'chniyah. Who are these Zedim and why is it so bad? So the truth is, it is Machlokes in the Farshim of how to understand that the Zedim worse than the Ovim or not. L'chira from the Hemshech of Shever Ovim Achniyah Zedim, it sounds like Zedim are not as bad. And we're going to go with that Mahalach, that Zedim are not as bad. Zedim are referring to Yidden also. But it's not the Rishoyim that are doing it with Teovin. It's not the Rishoyim that because of the Taivas, the Mamela, they're being, there's Resha in the world. Now we're asking Meheri, Kerege Teivedu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure they should be Chayz B'Tshuva. They shouldn't run after the Taivas. They should be Chayz B'Tshuva. Here we're talking about Zedim. Zedim are people that are doing B'mezid. That they're Kilu Lachet. But they're being over Averis B'mezid, loved after because of the Taivas. But they're Yidden also. And these people also, we're not asking that Kadosh Baruch Hu should cut down the Yidden. We're asking to Sa'akir means to uproot them. Sa'shaber means to break them. With Samager, Sa'shaber, what Samager means, either Samager in Tehillim, it sounds like, it sounds like Samager means Tashpil, which means art school translation, cast down. But the Makar, L'chira, cast down. But that's what Hashpala. The Russian of V'chisei le'eretz migarta, it says in Peites. The mager is to be mashpil. A lot of the mafarshim, they want to say that smager means something else. Ta'akir means to uproot. Ta'shaber means to break. And samager means to break into tiny little pieces. Smash the smithereens. In other words, then it's referring to the goof. We're not really trying to get rid of them. We're trying to uproot them and break them to the point that it should be sachnia. At the end of the day, the sa'akir, sa'shaber, smager, for mamash getting rid of them, there's no sachnia. Sachnia means that a person is being machnia himself, he's subjugating himself, he's lowering himself, he's being machnia to somebody else, to the Rebbeinu Shalom. If he's dead, then there's no achnohim. Certainly at the end of the day, what we're asking for these zedim is also, the way that they do it is because a zed yoyer leit shemai. A zed, somebody that does be lahachas, be mezid, he's a yor, he's a bal gaiva. I can do whatever I want. Then we're asking to be machnia him. You're going to have to break him. Like if they try to train a dog, they break him again, they hit him once, they hit him twice, hit him three times. You have to break him, uproot him, and his body, the goof, and then break him down and smash him to smithereens. Do whatever you have to do. Then at the end of the day, it's be machnia, b'mehirah b'yomeinu. Baruch Ata Hashem, shoyver oivim. Shoyver is a lotion of shvira and gansen. Mamish, not a shvira which brings to machnia. Shaver, get rid of them, like Meheri Kareisu, because it's referring to the Oivim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machnia Zedim is referring to the Yidden, it's referring that are being Oisa Averis B'mezid, be machnia them, that at the end of the day, the Shetaka be Chayza B'tshuva.